Welcome, Domain Dave and
Nick.
Champion Nick. Yeah, gotta have nicknames. Yeah, this is a new series for CheapWineFinder.com. This is going to be a How Low Can You Go series that Champion Nick and Domain Dave are going to be doing. Cheap Wine Finder, everybody goes, oh, you do cheap wine. And no, we don't. Cheap wine was one of the top three Google search terms we started. It was really, people were talking about cheap airfare, cheap hotel. You weren't looking for a plane that was going to crash or a crappy hotel. You wanted the most for the least. So we talk about under $20 wines. We talk about really good wines, but we decided, well, let's talk about how low can we go. And,
oh, yeah.
And Nick, what do we got today?
Well, so we have a 2022 Chardonnay. It's the Charles Shaw.
Used to be called Two Buck Chuck, but it costs $3.99 now. And that's from Bronco Wines.
We got the Highway 5 Chardonnay 2020.
And that's actually a $5, right? $4.99 wine. It's a buck more than Two Buck Chuck. That's from Aldi, and is from Modesto, California.
That's Gallo.
Yeah, it's Gallo. I mean, some part of Gallo made that for Aldi. And so there are two Chardonnays, so one's four, one's five. And Aldi does have the Winking Owl, which is even like $3.50, but they didn't have Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm.
And I was glad to pay $1.50 more to get something better. You know how that goes. So we're going to taste test these live, and me and Champion are going to do this, and then we're going to see which one's best. And then we're going to have an ongoing series where we're going to be doing inexpensive wines and see which ones are worth drinking and which wines you want to spend two or three bucks more. Yeah. So you want to hit the Charles Shaw, the Two Buck Chuck, the $4 Chuck? Yeah. This is a 2020, which is kind of a lot of time for a... No, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the nose? I'm getting tropical fruit.
Mm-hmm. I'm also getting a little bit of pear in there.
Yeah. It's bright. Nose isn't bad. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting almost a little vanilla.
Yeah, it's just a hint. Ooh, very, a lot more apple-y.
Yeah, and a little bit more acidic. I mean, not horrible acidic. It's not burning you or anything.
Yeah, it's well-balanced for sure.
But it's, it's more apple. It's not, we just opened those things up, so they haven't really... opened up that much, and here I'll swirl a little bit. the inexpensive wines, they need more help than the expensive wines sometimes.
One of the best ways I could describe this is it kind of tastes like the green apple Jolly Rancher, the finish.
Yeah, it does. I mean, on the finish.
Not as sweet and sour, but
No, without the sugar and without the Sour Patch Kid thing.
Yeah, yes.
And there's a harder edge to it, mineral water edge to water. I mean, there's, I'm not sure where that's come from, but it's not unpleasant. I'm actually, I haven't had a Two Buck Chuck in a while. And while this isn't on a favorite list, it's definitely not.
No, it's not too bad for how much was it again? It was
$3.99.
Yeah, for $3.99, this would be a great wine just to sit outside on a hot day.
Oh,
enjoy it chilled.
When I was in college, we would have loved these wines. You get what's it, $4, five for $20?
Yeah,
I mean, we'd have a party, So. No,
I am impressed, though, for the price point.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the greatest balance in the world, and it doesn't really have a mid-palate. It doesn't do that transition, but what's up front is fine, and the acidity is a little, I'm not sure about the acidity, but it's not bad at all. I'm saying this is a decent little wine. Need is, I gotta finish mine before we start the I need to dump mine. Well, I better should just drink it. And we'll, so, yeah, two-buck chuck is a 3 out of 5, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, personally, I think I'd rank it a little bit higher than that.
Oh, well,
I feel like when you're paying at such a good price that and you get something that's this good quality, that it's kind of like, you know, when you go to certain restaurants, you know, it might be not as good food, but it's also way less expensive. So you're sacrificing a little bit of quality, but for the price, it's actually really good.
So here's the $5 Highway 5. Yeah, okay. So I'm
this one has a nose that jumps out.
So this is a full dollar more. And this is Gallo rather than Bronco. You know, Gallo doesn't put their name on it. They do tell you it's from Modesto. So unless they put their name on it, it's hard to say that that's theirs, but... Well, it's got a weirder nose to it.
I'm getting way more citrus.
I'm getting a little bit of apricot, too. Maybe some stone fruit. I'm going to grab a little water back just to clear things
out. Lemongrass. That's actually a good point.
Yeah, the nose is not this creamy Chardonnay nose you get. I mean, there's like some minerality and stuff going on, which is unexpected, but here we go.
It's very similar to the last one in the sense that the acidity.
This is almost so subtle. There's not a whole lot there. yeah, I mean, I'm gonna take another sip and swirl because I'm not getting overpowered with flavor. I was fairly certain that this would beat the two-buck chuck at a dollar more, and I don't think it is. Yeah, second sip, I'm not picking up a whole lot more. I'm getting a little bit of creamy vanilla, and I'm not sure where that comes from. Let's see what the alcohol is on this. 12.5, okay, it's awful.
So it's up there.
It's no, 12.5 is low. I mean, like, modern day is 13.5. You know, it's... the two-buck truck is 12.5, too, which is light. This is old school. Mm-hmm. I mean, so... These are not super ripe grapes, but I'm not getting a whole lot.
Sir, do you get a little bit of oak?
Yeah, a little cream, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm not getting... Everything's really subtle. I'm not getting a lot of fruit. I'm getting, like, hints of things, but I'm not really getting...
yeah, it's kind of all over the board.
Okay, so how low can you go between Highway 5 and 4-buck chuck? I'm saying...
I think the 4-buck chuck.
Chuck won this one.
Yeah.
So
by a huge margin, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, this was so subtle that it's hard to put your finger on anything that's likable, really.
There's not a lot there, but...
And at least the 4-buck chuck gives you flavor. I mean, if it's not, like, the most beautiful Chardonnay in the world,
mm-hmm.
it gives you something to hold on to.
For the price, you get a decent flavor, a decent amount of acidity.
Yeah. Well, Champion, you want to talk about a little bit about what you're going to be doing with Cheap Wine Finder, about how YouTube and Twitter and all that stuff?
Yeah, so I recently joined Cheap Wine Finder, and I'm going to be handling the social media. I have a background in doing... TikToks, Instagram Reels, and all that short-based content, as well as doing YouTube. So I really want to take Cheap Wine Finder to the next level and kind of open it up to a market that they haven't really been marketing towards, which is the younger people that are people like 18 to 35 in that.
Yeah, we've been doing wine reviews forever, and then we did podcasts the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, so to maximize our reach in that aspect, definitely getting involved with TikTok and short-based content, and we'd love to be able to go to all these events and tastings and be able to document it, make them into YouTube videos. And
yeah, actually, we get to go to kind of cool events, and we're going to be able to kind of walk through these things and show people what we're doing and kind of get them charged up about wine.
Oh, yeah.
These things are fun, and we get to do it, and we'll let you live vicariously through us.
And we'll be able to meet with some of the big people in the industry and just have a good conversation about who they are and what they do. And
you ask a winemaker an honest question. Doesn't have to be a smart question. Just be an honest question, and they'll tell you anything you want to know about the wine.
Oh, yeah. There's especially, you start asking the right questions to the winemaker, and they'll go on a conversation for like a straight monologue for 5-10 minutes, and I feel like that there's a really good market for that. I think people do want to see that.
And I learn a lot from it, because rather than trying to figure out what the marketing says, and a lot of times that's nonsense, the winemaker tells you exactly what went into the wine and why it went there. It's kind of cool. So that's it, the first episode of How Low Can You Go. It was Two-Buck Chuck against Highway 5, Trader Joe's versus Aldi, and to our surprise, Two-Buck Chuck, Four-Buck Chuck won.
Highly recommend.
There we go. On the next two, we'll do another one before too long. So we'll be talking, everybody. Adios. Bye-bye.
Keep it cheap.